Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome aboard on a Wednesday, the Wednesday before the Thursday, before the Friday and all that other stuff. Lenny Melnick right here, and with a lot to talk about. So let's get right, believe it or not, on the 23rd of December, when baseball is on vacation, in hiatus, except for some teams and some people, we have too much to talk about. So let's get right to it. By the way, for those of you who have supported me on the website, I want you to know, just about 10 minutes ago, we repaired the damage on Blog Talk Radio. Now the question comes, would you rather have the chat room on Blog Talk Radio, or would you rather have the chat room on the website? That's the number one question. The number two question is, please let me know the quality of the broadcast on Blog Talk. Is it gotten better? Is it easier to get into the room without having to relog reboot 100 times? It should be. I was told all those problems have been taken care of. If they have been, that's great. Please send me the email, LennyMelnick@gmail.com. Let me know. We will still do the mixer, and starting next year, got a big surprise, because we're going to keep you posted day and night, and we have a whole new ball game coming on, okay? Brand new ball game with the podcast. Even Andrea doesn't know it, but she's going to be right in the middle of it, so we'll see. Okay, Andy is here. Chana is here. Nice to have you with us, Chana. Tim is here, and Fantasy Phil, of course, is sitting in the chat room, so maybe a little sparse today with the vacations and all that stuff, but we continue. We carry on. We must persevere, as some of the cats in the audience would say. All right, continue to move on. And, of course, the outstanding development. Well, here's the question of the day. All right, so Chana, get ready, all right? Because Chana is the most controversial character that we have. So he doesn't hold back. So let me just bring this out now. Right now, of course, the talk of the off season has been the inability of the Los Angeles Dodgers to get out of their own way. I mean, we've documented everything, starting with their poor performance in the playoffs, continuing with the inability to sign Cole Hamels that may have made their playoff appearance last year better. They would have had Cole Hamels, so the loss of Greinke wouldn't have hurt that much. Everything they have done, we've documented it all, including signing ridiculous players for $80 million and not having them on their team. And just the whole thing, it hasn't worked. With the Chapman, wasn't their fault, but still, no matter what the Dodgers have done, then they get Iwakuma. So the Dodgers right now, they don't have a bullpen. Haven't addressed that. Starting pitchers stink. Offense is in turmoil. They don't have a leadoff batter. They're in total disarray, as Howard Cosell would say. The question is, and here's the question. Last year, Clayton Kershaw was a first-round pick, and he probably earned his due. Now, I know, as Dan Stafford has already answered the question, I put it up on Twitter, and Dan answered the question by saying, baseball is very much an individual game. Yes, it is, but you also rely on many things. You rely on your team. You rely on your team to field their positions. And the Dodgers right now don't have that. You rely on the end game, if you're a pitcher, for the bullpen to come in and continue your mastery and don't blow the games. And you rely on something that's very intangible. You rely on, and this is what the manager is for, you rely on that chemistry. You rely on momentum. You rely on the fact that, that there's a certain karma, there's a certain feel of success, there's a certain feel of failure, all right? And right now the Dodgers don't have any success, all right? None at all, okay? None at all. So as I'm typing in link for broadcast, I want you to all know that this is broadcast over the Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to go over there, I'm putting it up right now, so it's up there for sure. Anyway, the question is, would you draft Clayton Kershaw in the first round? knowing that, of course, there's a problem. There could be problems with the Dodger chemistry, the problem with the whole feel of the team. Will this affect Clayton Kershaw? Will this say that Clayton Kershaw is not the pitcher to take? And I wouldn't take any pitcher in the first round. That's for sure. We talked about that so many times. If you draft Clayton Kershaw, then you absolutely. By the way, Greg, the chat is over at the site. And anybody else who's listening in on Blog Talk Radio, head over to Lenny Melnick, FantasySports.com, and you'll find a whole different chat room there filled with people looking to talk to you. Okay, so you can do that or stay at Blog Talk. Not a big deal. So the question is, do you draft Clayton Kershaw in the first round? Okay, would you draft him in the second round? Where is Clayton Kershaw's value dropped based upon the fact that the Dodgers appear to be in turmoil? And for years, and I'm talking about for good morning to Brandon Myers, who has joined us. All right, for years, I have preached the following, and for those of you who followed me, you know what I'm saying. As the team goes, so goes the player. And under that heading, I will ask you to, I will ask you point blank, do the Dodgers have a bad team this year? And of course, it's still early. They could still do something, but will the Dodger chemistry destroy some of the value of Clayton Kershaw, enough to say that Clayton Kershaw is not my number one pick, not my first round pick. So that's the question today. And of course, yesterday we asked the question, as Brandon says, he's still not drafting a pitcher in the first round. So that takes care of that. And I agree with Brandon. If you draft a pitcher in the first round, that means that you're committing yourself to a strong pitching staff, and you just can't wait and hold on and say, I got Kershaw, as Jet 9 has checked in. Welcome aboard, Jet 9. And we got a big announcement that has to do with Jet 9 in just a minute. So I will say to you that's the question. Has the value of Kershaw dropped enough that you won't draft him in the first round? And what about in the second round? Will you draft Clayton Kershaw in the second round? Okay, some exciting news, and this is what it's all about. All right, absolutely what it's all about. The Super Bowl of the first Lenny's Legions Fantasy Football League is this weekend. And what does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean anything for me, that's for sure. But the final battle will be between Stephen Gripparis, the Bears, going against the great Scott Wagner, Swagner's boys, with $100 going to the winner. And there'll be a second place prize as well. But I want to say that Stephen has been absolutely on top of his game the entire season, even reminding me to put my lineup in every once in a while, okay, so, and fix my lineup. No, I didn't do a very good job this year, but it wasn't because I didn't fix my lineup. It was because it didn't matter who I put in, all right? I don't think it would have changed the game. But in the inaugural Lenny's Legions Fantasy Football League, Stephen is in the finals, and so is Scott Wagner, and I'm very happy. Two nicer guys couldn't have, that's for sure. So congratulations to both, and we hope to do a similar Lenny's Legions Baseball League. So I will tell you now, it's filling up. It's filling up. Send me an email, LennyMelnick@gmail.com. Let me know if you want to be in it. Now, keep in mind, a determining factor may very well be what I'd like to do is I would like to make it a live draft. That's right. Like to make it a live draft, okay? Absolutely would. So if I can make it a live draft, it's Billy Hayes trying to get into the room, okay? So we'll see. So Billy Hayes, Stephen, Roto Lady, Tim is here, Fantasy Phil, Chata, we got Greg Johnson. So we're having a ball, okay? So that's what we got, okay? So congratulations to the finalists in the league. By the way, all right, so here we go. So here's the, we got to get to the New York Mets. Have to get to the Mets. They sign Alejandro Deaza. So here's what the Mets have done, okay? The Mets have done, Alejandro Diaz, they have done pretty good. Astrobal Cabrera, oh my goodness gracious. Astrobal Cabrera, then they signed Jerry Blevins, then they got Bartolo Colon. Give me a freaking break, all right? This is what they got. The Mets, who last year made around $20 million for the playoffs and the World Series. Kadire's $12 million off the books. Come on, man. All right, the Mets' payroll this year may be less than it was last year. And what are they doing? They signed – I'm not going into the rant. By the way, I will tell you something. If you get a chance to see the rant by Casey Stern, I will not attempt to duplicate it because you can't, all right? It was absolutely brilliant stuff on MLB Radio, so Casey Stern said it all, absolutely said it all. So we'll see what the Mets – you know, could be. You don't know if they're done yet. They don't know. They couldn't sign Denard Span because they wouldn't commit for more than a year. That's a bunch of bullcrap, or they wouldn't commit for more than a year. Why not? Why not? Why not commit for more than a year? I have no freaking clue. All right, but they decided not to. So the Mets just keep rolling along. Now, what I heard as far as trades were concerned, well, first of all, the Mike Leake deal, all right, that solidifies it for the Cardinals. And then the Cardinals are not done. The Cardinals will be in the mix to try to get a power hitter. There's no question about it. But the Cardinals got their Mike Leake. And now let's evaluate what the Cardinals have done. They lost Lance Lynn due to injury. They lost Jason Heyward due to free agency. And they lost John Lackey due to free agency. What do they get back? Those are the minuses. They got Adam Wainwright. They got Matt Holliday coming back for a full year, and it looks to me that they got Mike Leake. So Wainwright, Leake, and Holliday against Lackey, Lynn, and Heyward. Now I say Holliday. Holliday looks like he may wind up moving over to first base, which would be okay, give him a little flexibility there, and allowing the Cardinals to sign a left fielder. Who will the left fielder be? I mean, you know, we talked about, got some interesting situations going on with Justin Upton and the Angels and the San Francisco and Baltimore. Yeah, Greg Johnson says Leake was a decent sign. Decent in the fact that you pretty much know what to expect out of him. There's no surprises here with Mike Leake. We pretty much have a pretty good idea of what Mike Leake can do, and he does it every year. And he knows the game, and offensively, as a hitter, you know, he doesn't embarrass himself as a hitter in the National League for a pitcher. And you'd be surprised how much that can be a factor. So, you know, Mike Leake, journeyman, right? The guy's doing okay. But what do they got? So I don't think the Cardinals are much worse off, even though last year they had their second-worst offensive year in a long time. So I'm not surprised that Mike Leake signed there. I thought he'd sign with the Dodgers. And what are the Dodgers going to do? Mike Leake comes off the table. I was pretty sure that the Dodgers were going to jump in and get Mike Leake. It looks to me like the Dodgers are going to get Kenta Maeda. All right? And you know what? I don't even know a lot about Kenta Maeda. I know certainly Tim McLeod. I will talk to Till, find out to Tim a little bit more about Kenta Maeda. And don't forget, I see him. If there's a problem with the audio on Blog Talk Radio, please give me an email, LennyMelnick@gmail.com, okay? Please let me know, okay? I want to know if there's a problem with the audio. That's a big deal because we're thinking of going to Mixer starting next year, so we'll see about that. As we welcome, of course, Brandon Myers, Billy Hayes, Greg Johnson. We got Chata, we got Fantasy Phil, we got Jet 9, we got Tim in here, we got Phil, Fantasy Phil, a whole bunch of people, and thank you for showing up this morning. Okay, the Dodgers, though, they may very well not be done. A lot of talk about them fortifying their bullpen. Another area, it was among the worst bullpens, if not the worst, in Major League Baseball last year. And talk about either Boxberger or McGee, all right, from Tampa. So one of those two guys, very well, those are the rumors. The under-the-radar rumors are Boxberger or McGee going to LA. The other under the radar deal could be, and we talked about this before, Jonathan Singleton going over to Milwaukee or maybe even Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh has entered the mix as well. And the Singleton trade would be part of a deal where Houston would sign Chris Davis. That's not a bad situation at all. Chris Davis signing with Houston. If you take a look at the first baseman, I mean, where are they going? Okay, where are they going? Where's Chris Davis going to play? Certainly with Kenta Maeda, and he's signing with the Yankees. And I say it because if you take a look, Boston has spent a ton of money on David Price. I don't think they're going to go ahead and throw a bundle at Kenta Maeda. San Francisco has signed Johnny Cueto and Jeff Samardzija. Now, with Samardzija, by the way, interesting thing about Samardzija. Last year, he didn't throw that splitter. And he has to throw the splitter. He says he was bothered by it, and perhaps in San Francisco with Dave Righetti at the helm, they can figure out a way that Samardzija can throw that splitter without feeling any discomfort. So it's a bit of concern, but they do think that they can change that around. Now, Billy Hayes says Maeda throws in the mid-90s, won the Japanese version of the Cy Young, and he has him priced at $27 in the auction. He doesn't strike out a lot of batters, Billy, so I will $27, certainly not in a mixed league, and definitely not in an only league. 27 is crazy. So I'm not going like that. Chata says, never had any problems with Blog Talk Radio other than their reminders that come late. Well, that's good to know, okay? And perhaps we'll stick with Blog Talk Radio, and maybe starting next year we will add another podcast. We'll have one in the morning and one in the evening. If it's easier for you to get into the chat room in the evening, perhaps we'll do a little bit of both, okay? And you could expect to hear the lovely voice of you know who. She's upstairs in the office and locked in until we get this whole thing right. Anyway, so that's what we got. So we'll see. She doesn't know I said that. I hope she's listening. Anyway, so with Maeda with Boston and San Francisco, San Diego, a team that normally would be in the mix, they're out of it, and St. Louis signing Mike Leake, where else could Maeda go? Arizona? No, I don't think so. So it looks like the Yankees have it pretty much their own way if they want to sign Kenta Maeda. So we'll see about that. Now, take a look at it was brought up to me on the Sirius show this morning, a couple of questions that they asked, so let's go over it. One question, Adam Ronis asked me the question, who will play shortstop in Colorado if Jose Reyes has to sit out via suspension. So if you've got Jose Reyes, what do you do? Well, I think it's pretty much a done deal that Reyes will be suspended for a period of time. How long? No clue. Don't really know. It'll be a period of time. And if that's the case, Thomas Harding, one of the outstanding writers for the Colorado Rockies and other teams, said yesterday that Trevor Story, their 23-year-old rookie who had an off year 2 years ago, but bounced back last year to hit 20 home runs and .279, he could be the opening day shortstop, and he may very well stick. Because if Reyes comes back, it seems to me that they may just decide to do something with Jose Reyes. And don't forget that last year, the ultimate goal after making the trade for Reyes was to have him build up some stats and then trade him. It didn't exactly work out that way. You talk about building up stats. Everybody wants to know, where is Ian Desmond going? Is the market for Ian Desmond is shrinking as well? I mean, San Diego certainly needs a shortstop, but they're not doing it. They're not going to spend that kind of money. The Mets have already decided that they'd rather have Astrobel Cabrera, so they're not going to. Who's going to tell you who needs a shortstop? Of course, a lot of teams talking about Desmond transitioning to the outfield. Wouldn't be surprised if Ian Desmond takes the route. He could be the guy that winds up holding the bag, turning down $16 million, turning down a big-time contract. Wouldn't be surprised if Desmond is the guy that signs up with the Yankees. with Colorado, and builds up his stats with a great year, and then re-enters the free agent mark tomorrow. Okay, so we'll see. Okay, we will see about that as far as Colorado is concerned. The other thing is that I've been told that Colorado is now in heavy discussions. They've been sitting on the sidelines, haven't heard very much from the Colorado Rockies. But I've been told that Colorado's in deep discussion with the Cleveland Indians, and that makes a lot of sense right there. I've also taken the position for a while that Cleveland will not trade one of their starting pitchers. I'm talking about Carrasco, Kluber, or Salazar. Now, very interesting on that. And the reason being because Salazar and Carrasco have both 5 years of control. Very difficult in today's day to trade pitchers with 5 years of control. However, the name that's been bantered around has been Charlie Blackmon. Charlie Blackmon for Salazar, that's one of the deals on the table, so we'll see about that. And Cargo. Now, Cargo's an interesting guy. Now, everybody thinks that Cargo is too expensive for many teams, but Carlos Gonzalez has 2 years left on his contract at $37 million. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Carlos Gonzalez is a freaking bargain. 2 years for $37 million. That's why, very well, if he winds up on the Cardinals, and I'm just saying it because I really think it makes a lot of sense, for Piscotty can play first. Cargo's been taking ground balls to play first. And, you know, Matt Adams has a 197 batting average against left-handed pitching. That just ain't going to fly. Ain't going to fly. So wouldn't be surprised now if the Cardinals and get into it with Colorado. Wouldn't be surprised if Cleveland gets into it with Colorado. And I think the Rockies are going to be making a lot of noise as they work their way through this offseason, trying to regroup. And I talked to Dan Dowd, former general manager, as Jerry Colvin logs in. And Jerry, of course, the guy who was just I opened up the Jerry Colvin show this morning by doing my act, and then Jerry came on. Jerry, by the way, if you go to the website, LennyMelnickFantasySports.com, all your fans are there, okay? Everybody's over there chatting it up, so let's see if Jerry, go over to the website as we're using the Lenny Melnick website this morning, and that's where your fans are. They are ready to greet the great Jerry Colvin, who, I'll tell you something, he has made this guy one of the characters and one of the great people that I have met in this industry in the last couple of years. Truly nice guy, and his wife Jennifer, just great people. Jerry is really starting to make a name for himself. And you know what? Jerry I've kind of taken Jerry under my wing just a little bit. Others have as well. And Jerry's done a fabulous job. You know, it's one thing to be handed the ball and say, follow me. It's another thing to receive the ball and make it into the end zone without fumbling. And Jerry is making it into the end zone without fumbling. He's done a great job. Follow Jerry Colvin, okay? I'm telling you, follow him. You won't regret it, okay? Absolutely won't regret it. Now, also, I want you to stay tuned because, the Cardinals have interest in Alex Gordon. That's what Billy says. But, Billy, not only do they have interest in Alex Gordon, but there's a sleeper team that just exposed themselves this morning. They just woke up from out of bed, and this is a team that you got to contend with. I learned this morning that the Chicago White Sox, Ken Rosenthal reported it early in the morning, the Chicago White Sox are knee-deep in discussions with Alex Gordon, and wouldn't that fit in? And that would also get the dominoes going for the White Sox, as I believe if Alex Gordon signs with the White Sox, Avisail Garcia is someone who could go. They could either keep him, or Avisail Garcia has kind of worn out his welcome with the Chicago White Sox. So I learned that just this morning, and Alex Gordon, interesting with that. And Cespedes, now, there has been talk about how Cespedes fits so well in Baltimore. But I also learned last night that, reminded last night, that Detroit And the owner, Mike Ilitch, loves Jonas Cespedes. And I also learned that one of the reasons that Dave Dombrowski was let go was because of a difference of opinion. Ilitch didn't want Cespedes to go. Mike Ilitch did not want Cespedes to leave Detroit, and he did. So with that in mind, and the fact that David Price left, that was the demise of Dombrowski. So it wouldn't be surprised. And I've moved Detroit back to the top of the list. Don't forget, Baltimore's still trying to figure out what to do with Chris Davis. And if they don't get Davis, they may sign Upton. But I do think that I wouldn't be shocked, absolutely shocked, if Cespedes go. I mean, think about it. Detroit's built to win now. Mike Ilitch, of course, we all know that he wants to win, and he wants to win now for a number of great reasons. But they got a hole in left field. Absolutely got a hole in left field. Now, Brandon talks about Dexter Fowler to the Cardinals. If Gordon, I've heard that as well. Brandon, absolutely have heard that. But Cespedes to, Cespedes has been rumored to go to Baltimore, to go a lot of places. But still, Cespedes to Detroit, most people think that's dead. It's far from dead. So pretty interesting to see what happens there. Okay, there's also, here's the other thing. As we get back to Salazar, Salazar being traded even up for Blackman or Cargo, whichever one they would probably want. Here's the deal with Salazar, and here's why he could very well make it in Colorado, okay? It's not how hard you pitch in Colorado. He's a hard thrower, that we know. And Salazar can get away with it, okay, throwing the ball fast. But who's the pitcher who last year led Major League Baseball in strikeouts with a changeup? That's the key. You keep players off. You don't blow people away in Coors Field. You keep the batters off balance. And Salazar struck out 95 batters last year on a changeup. Second would be Cole Hamels at 76. So the difference between 95 and 76, that's pretty big. That's a pretty big difference. So that's how good the Salazar changeup is. And I would suspect that if Salazar moved to Colorado, he wouldn't be too bad. Absolutely wouldn't be too bad. 95 strikeouts on a changeup. Hamels had 76, finishing second. Finally, let's talk about Yosmani Tomas. That was another question with, NCR. You know, we all know Jason Heyward made, about $200 million because he led the league in defensive runs scored. Anybody know who came in second? Anybody know who came in second, all right? Who came in second in defensive run score? What outfielder? Anybody? Come on. I'll give you 10 seconds because we're running out of time. All right, so who finished second in leading the league in defensive run scored as an outfielder, okay? Heyward was the best, but who was second? You got 5 seconds. You got four. You got three. You got two. You got one. As Phil says, Cespedes would be a fit. San Francisco is definitely going to either take Upton or somebody, all right? They'll get somebody, all right? All right, the guy who was number two in defensive runs scored was Ender Inciarte, okay? Now, here's the next question. Who was the guy who was next to last in defensive runs scored with a minus eight? Da-da-da-da-da-da. His name, Yosmani Tomas, taking over in the outfield for Inciarte. And how about Ender Inciarte? So Arizona, if you're thinking about Tomas, he's going to hit. But, boy, what a difference between the best and the almost the worst defensively. All right, go to the website, please. I'm begging you. Go to the website. Fill it up. Who's your who's your breakout player? Enter the World Series. $100 is waiting for you. You don't have to put up a nickel, Billy Hayes. Who's one of the two teams that are going to finish in the World? They're going to be in the World Series. That's it. Name them, and comes October, you'll get a check for $100. Same way Jed Nye is going to get a check if he beats Scotty Wagner. Well, Scotty Wagner is going to get a check. So there you go. If you want to be in the Lenny's Legions Baseball League, LennyMalnick@gmail.com. But please, I need feedback on the quality of Blog Talk Radio. I need the feedback. It's very important, okay? Want to wish you all a very happy New Year, very Merry Christmas, very great holiday. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow, as I'm always here. That's my vacation, doing this show. And we thank you all, everybody.